Good morning. Today is Tuesday, February 16th, the 4th of Adar, and we are on page 503 in the Art Scroll edition of Mesilas Yesharim, beginning Perek Chaf Vav, Bebeir Midas HaKedusha. This is the final chapter of Mesilas Yesharim. It's assumed he picked 26 chapters because that is the gematria of Yudke Vavke, 26. And here he will describe what is Kedusha, what is the highest level, the elevated status right before Ruach HaKodesh, Kedusha. So says Mesilas Yesharim, page 504. Inyan HaKedusha Kafulhu. Essence of Kedusha is a dual one. Dehainu Tchilaso Avoda V'Sofo Gmul. Its initial phase is through one's hard work, but it culminates as a reward that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to a person. Tchilaso Hishtadlus V'Sofo Matana. It begins with one's effort, and it culminates as a gift. V'hainu Shetchilaso Masha Adam Mekadesh Atzmo V'Sofo Masha Mekadshim Oso. It begins by a person sanctifying himself. A person sanctifies himself to the extent that he can. And it culminates with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or heaven, sanctifying him by granting him this level called Kedusha. And this is what Chazal say in Yoma, that if a person sanctifies himself a little bit or to some extent, then Hashem or heaven sanctifies him a great deal. Milmata mikachim oso milmala. If a person sanctifies himself here below on earth, then heaven sanctifies him from on high. Ishtadlus hu shea adam nivdal v'netak min achomrios. Kedusha literally means separation. So how does a person achieve Kedusha with their own effort? By being completely separated and detached from physicality. Doesn't mean that a person doesn't eat or drink or sleep. It means that their priorities, their focus, where their mind is always on spirituality. A person separates himself. He doesn't identify with materialism, with physicality. He identifies totally and completely with spirituality. So hishtadlus hu adam nivdal v'netak min achomrios. The hishtadlus is for a person to separate and detach completely from physicality, umistabek tamid b'chol esav v'chol shav b'elokim, and cleave on all occasions and at all times to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the utter detachment from physicality and complete attachment to Hashem is the Kedusha that he's talking about. V'alderech zeh nikra neviim malachim. And in this sense, the neviim were referred to as malachim. Malachim represent this concept of being detached from physicality and attached to spirituality. That's the essence of malachim. And that's what we are trying to do with our hishtadlus for Kedusha. And this is the level that the Nevi'im have achieved. Kenyan Shenemar bi'aron, Hisifsei choen yishmeru das v'sora yu ki malakosu. It talks about Aaron in Malachi. It says, for the lips of the Kohen safeguard, and people seek teaching from his mouth, for he is an angel of Hashem. Why is Aaron called an angel? Because he was detached from physicality and completely attached to spirituality. V'omer, and it says in Divrei Hayamim, v'ayu mal'ivim b'malachei ha'elokim, and they insulted the angels of God, referring to prophets. V'afilu b'shas hisasku b'masim ha'gashmim. Now he deals with the obvious question, but we are human beings. We are not malachim. How are you supposed to detach completely from physicality? He says you are not. Afilu b'shas yis'ask b'masim. You need to be mis'asek b'masim ha'gashmim. You need to engage with physical activities. There are things that are necessary. Hamuchrachim lo mipas gufo. Because a human being is a mixture of body and soul, and your body necessitates dealing with the physical world. But hinei lo sazud nafsho midvekusa ha'elyon. But even at that time, your soul does not waver from cleaving on high. Uchi inyan shene'amar, davka nafshi acharecha ki tamcha yiminecha. As David HaMelech says, my soul cleaves after your right hand has supported me. V'yamnam, lefi she'yefshar la'adam she'asimu es hatzma b'matzav hazeh ki chavedu mimenu. He says it's very difficult or impossible for a person through his own efforts to place himself in this state of complete detachment from physical and complete attachment to Hashem because it's too difficult. Ki sof chamrihu v'asav adam. Because after all, we are human beings and physical being, flesh and blood. That's why Ramchal says, that's why ultimately Kedusha is a gift. What a person can achieve and what a person is capable of accomplishing in terms of holiness is to exert himself in pursuing the true knowledge of Hashem, and to constantly into the sanctity of deeds. But the culmination of this effort is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself will guide a person on the path that he desires to travel upon. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will grant him holiness and sanctify him. And only that will allow a person to be at this state of dvekos always. Because what nature prevents him from doing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will assist. We will stop here and continue tomorrow. Have a wonderful day, everyone.